Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Susan Fry, Executive Director for the Lord's Cupboard in Fairfield, about their 40th anniversary. Can we begin with what is the Lord's Cupboard, maybe some of the history, and what does your role entail with the organization?
My role as the executive director, I help direct and manage 25 plus volunteers. We've been serving Jefferson County for 40 years. This year marks our 40th year. The Lord's Cupboard was a mission started by a few individuals on December 19, 1982, Norma Bogner and Tom Smith. Our community reached out to them to basically ask for support in helping to feed the hungry in our county during the holidays. And from there, it grew. We are presently in our fourth location here in Jefferson County, and we've been at this location 10 years now. We serve the members of Jefferson County on a weekly basis. Our volunteers are here Monday through Friday. We're open from 1 to 3:30, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then on Wednesdays, we stay open till 5 o'clock to help those individuals that are still working during the afternoon. And we've seen that that has continued to be beneficial. We're serving more and more families in Jefferson County this year. On average, we serve about 165 households per week. Anyone that meets the guidelines for TFAP, which is the Emergency Food Assistance Program, our income guidelines are based on household size and also not only yearly income, but weekly and monthly income. And these guidelines are the same as those for SNAP. So individuals that qualify for food assistance through the county also would qualify for our program. Each of the families are able to come in once a week, and what we do is we provide a protein, bread, milk, and different donated items. We have wonderful support here in Jefferson County. We have great partnerships with our retail partners such as Walmart, Everybody's, Hy-Vee, our local Radiance Dairy, and they donate to us on a regular basis. And without their support, as well as our churches and individuals here in the community that both donate food items and cash donations, really help support our mission. We are a 501c3, so we're a nonprofit organization, and anyone's donation, whether it be cash or food items, are completely tax deductible. We confirm by receipt that you have not received any goods or services in return, and it's a wonderful way to give back in your community.
It certainly is, and a very noble cause. You alluded to the history of the program. You're celebrating 40 years this year, and there's an anniversary celebration coming up. Can we talk a little bit about that, when and where it's going to be, and what people who attend might be able to expect?
So on June 1st, which is a Thursday, from 4 to 6 p.m., we're going to have a open house. This is a chamber-sponsored event, and it's open to public as well. From 4 to 6, we're going to first have a wonderful presentation. All of our board members will be here. We're going to provide tours of the building, have wonderful refreshments, and answer any and all questions that people may have about our mission here at the Lord's Cupboard. We hope it's going to be a wonderful event, and again, it's open to the public from 4 to 6 p.m. on June 1st.
Congratulations on the milestone. And something that you'll be undertaking this summer, your LOAF program. Could you touch a little bit about what it is and who it serves?
The LOAF program is an acronym for Lord's Outreach Assisting Families. The LOAF program is something that we do during the summer. It's a 10-week program. And basically, we are providing a little additional food for the families and a voucher as well. So based on your family size, we have a small, large, and extra large voucher. It's for Hy-Vee. They can go out and purchase groceries to help fill that gap. They can receive that once a week, as well as everything else that they would normally receive at the Lord's Cupboard, the proteins, the dairy, that type of thing. So this will be our 13th year this year for the LOAF program, and it was started with the idea we had some retired teachers that were volunteers here at the Lord's Cupboard. They were concerned about the kids. You know, what are these children doing during the summer when they don't have the school lunches and the breakfast? So they formed this idea to help the children during the summer and to take a little load off the parents. So basically it starts the week after the kids are out of school and will conclude just about a week before they go back to school. Again, and if people would like to donate to the Loaf Program, either by means of cash or check donations, we also accept PayPal, and also just any type of donations like juice, proteins, snacks, anything fun like that. It's always appreciated.
Well, Susan, I want to thank you for your time as well as everything that you and your volunteers are doing for Jefferson County. If there's someone listening to this right now who wants to support that cause, you mentioned donations. How else can they help?
You're always looking for great volunteers. So contact me or go to our website, thelordscupboard.org, and our volunteer application is online, as well as all the information about our mission here at the Lord's Cupboard. Feel free to stop in anytime between 1 and 3:30 if you have any questions or you'd like to meet me or the volunteers to see more of what we do. My number here at the Lord's Cupboard is 472-8457, or you're welcome to email me at thelordscupboard@lisco.com.
That was Susan Fry joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Lord's Cupboard's 40-year anniversary. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.